Welcome, sports fans. This week's edition of the Windmill Sports Show. I'm your host, Kenny B. Full disclosure, we're not at the Club County this week. We're actually at the ESPN studios.
It's a little quieter.
It is a little quieter.
Yes.
But we have the headsets. Studio's nice.
It's very nice. The only problem is I don't have my 805s in front of me.
Well, that's true.
But so I guess I can manage.
That's true. A lot of college football this week, a lot of NFL football this week. We only have an hour, so we'll jump right into things. You know, John, I was doing some research on this Nevada-Boise game tomorrow, and I went to Don Best. I like to look at Don Best a lot because it kind of gives you some trends, some ideas if you want to keep track of lines and where they go and where they end up. Don Best actually had this line opening up at 19.5.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? It's actually down to 16.5. There's some 16s out there and some 17s. And we talked a little bit about this game. Boise coming back, you know, or getting beat last week at home versus San Diego State, coming to Reno, you know, homecoming game. And, you know, I kind of like Boise, or excuse me, I kind of like Nevada a little bit earlier in the week. And, you know, the more research I do, I'm just not so sure, John.
I mean,
when's the last time Boise was here? 2010? Is that right?
No, it wasn't. I wish it were 2010. No,
oh, that was the last time we
lost a 51-46 game, I believe, was the last one a few years ago. 2014, I believe.
2014,
yeah.
Okay, excuse me.
And I know, I wish I would have jumped on it earlier, because I do lean the Wolfpack. I know on this show I'm pretty much notorious for betting against the Wolfpack every chance I get, which, you know, is betting against my heart, but I just think they're going to give them everything that they want. Obviously it depends on a healthy Ty Ganji here. That's going to make everything go. Boise coming off a loss, that doesn't scare me at all. It makes them seem not as invincible to me. So it's I lean Pack here. I wish I had jumped on it earlier, but I think the trend is going in the correct direction.
So what is the word? Is Ganji actually a game time decision? Because I've actually seen no official news on the status of him for this game.
I think they might be playing possum a little bit. I think he's playing. He's not going to be 100%, I don't believe, but 100 from what we saw, unfortunately, out of Christian Solano, I think, you know, Ganji at 85-90% is the right move here.
You know, I had a big bet on Fresno State last week, as you know, and I kind of got lucky to get there. You know, only, you know, the defense played really well. I mean,
that's the key.
And we keep talking about that. You know, the defense, you know, it looks like on paper, you know, they're giving up all these points. But, John, the bright spot to me this year, it has been the defense. I mean, they've really played well. I mean, sometimes they get exposed a little bit because they get left on the field too long. But, I mean, do you think how do you think the game would have played out last week with Ganji in there? I mean, I think we're kind of live against Fresno.
I think they would have definitely been live against Fresno. I mean, who would have thought we'd have been in this position?
Yeah.
If you told me the defense was playing the way that they're playing.
Absolutely.
You know, wow, you take that every time because you expect this high-powered Wolfpack attack offense, Air Wolf, whatever they call it. You expected them to put up the point, and I still think they will get there. And I, you know, the Union's playing very well. The running backs, receivers, you know, Mannix is such a threat. Caleb Fossum is having a great year. So it's if the defense keeps playing the way they're playing, I think that the sky's the limit for them.
Yeah, and I was texting you yesterday. We were talking about, you know, how we thought the Wolfpack would end up, and everybody knows I got a pretty substantial bet on Wolfpack over 5.5 wins. We have 3 right now, and I kind of like my position right now, John. I think that, you know, I think Hawaii's quarterback's banged up. You know, we do have
you
to travel.
Win one of these four. This trap of Fresno, Boise, San Diego State, Hawaii.
Right. And I think that we're going to
beat Hawaii, San Diego State.
Yeah, I think we'll beat Hawaii, and then probably beat Colorado State.
We've won one time ever on that island.
I know, but it's this year, John. It's this year, bud. It's this year.
I mean, I'd like to be with you, but Hawaii is one of the biggest surprises in the nation.
Well, I agree with that, but the quarterback's banged up too.
I understand that.
We got some injuries out there in Hawaii.
Yeah, so. They do. I'm not saying it can't happen. I just want one win of these four. Preferably tomorrow.
Let's make that happen. We'll be there. 7:30. Skybox 317.
317.
We're going to be loaded up with all kinds of beer and chicken and
yes.
Sandwiches. And if you guys make your way up there, if you guys are
come
up there,
see us.
317. 317. So three games in.
We can sneak you in against Oregon State and Portland State, but not Boise State. So.
Yeah,
sorry about it.
That's going to be kind of tough. Right? It's going to be kind of a
that goes to all our friends too.
I actually had to buy 4 extra tickets because of the everybody blowing me up today about you know, hey, I want to go to the game. I said, man,
Come on now.
And a shout out to the Wolfpack, the Silver Blue game last night. You haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Pretty exciting stuff. Did you record it or are you watching
it? I have it on the DVR. I'm going to watch it later tonight. But yeah, tell me about it.
Listen, the one thing that I'm very, very, very disappointed about. And that gym should have been packed, John. You're going to be very, very disappointed when you see the attendance for this game.
So it was students only.
Students only. But still, John, we have to be able to find 1,500 students that want to go see a team that's going to be ranked in the top five in most publications.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. It really is. If you're a student in Nevada and you didn't go to that game, you should be embarrassed. It's free. Go. So back the pack. Come on, guys.
I get it. I'll have to take a look. I haven't seen it, obviously, but... But I know you wanted to be there, so you should have got some media credentials.
Well, what they should have done, and I great job, Musselman, and your coaching staff for making this event happen. You know, the first 1,000 Pack fans get in free, and then maybe 10 minutes before game time, you kind of keep track, and you open it up to the public, and you have a line for the public,
sure.
And place would have been packed. I mean, I'd have been there. I'd been first in line.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
So absolutely, it kind of starts out slow a little bit if you haven't seen the Silver and Blue. What was it? The Night Wolves versus the Sage.
I wish it was the Night Wolves. It was the
Desert Wolves. Desert Wolves. That's right. Desert Wolves versus the Sagebrushers.
No, the Night Wolves are a notorious softball team that appears every once in a while.
That's true. They don't know how to do shot skis, though, do they?
No, the shot skis are a little rough on the Night Wolves, but they win a tournament or two here and there.
So with that being said, very impressed about what I saw from the Nevada Wolfpack basketball team. We're just a few weeks away from opening, the preseason. I think Washington's here in next Sunday. I believe Washington comes here.
How about that?
For a scrimmage. And, we're going to have to go to that, too. So let's mark that up. So three games tonight. Let's kick these off real quick. Probably the first game already kicked off. Tulsa in South Florida. South Florida going on the road to Tulsa, laying 7.5, total 63. This has been bet up to pretty much all over everywhere. South Florida's up to 9.5 and 61. The total's down to 61, excuse me. So a little bit of move on the under, a little bit of move on the favorite, John.
Yeah, it's such a quality program now, USF and UCF, that you don't like to lay those kind of points on the road, especially in this conference, which is so tough. But with USF, I feel comfortable with that. I have no problem with that. And I think this game goes over. You know how these games in that conference go.
Absolutely. I played a little bit of South Florida over back in the top 20.
Yeah.
So I like a little bit of South Florida over. So with that being said, I know that you're supposed to take dogs. The other game I did play, the game after this kicks off at 7 o'clock at Utah, Arizona. Utah opened up at 13. They've been bid up to 14, 14.5, 15. Some of the sharp guys I know down in Vegas, I was talking to them today, and they kind of leaned towards Arizona a little bit. And once it got up to that 15 number, I had to weigh in. So I ended up playing Arizona plus the 15.
The take there. Yeah, I love Utah. I'm always comfortable betting Kyle Whittingham and anything that his program puts out there. That number, though, climbing over 2 touchdowns, I'd be a little hesitant. I'd probably be on your side.
Absolutely. Third game tonight, another good game. I like this slate of games tonight. We have the baseball game too, which we'll talk about real quick. But
we have to.
San Diego State and Air Force. San Diego State laying 9.5 at home, coming off that big win at Boise. Total's 44. It's been bet up almost everywhere by a point, point and a half. I see, down half a point. Excuse me, down to 43.5. And I like San Diego State. I just don't know. Can San Diego State score enough? They did. They haven't been scoring, John. I know they play great defense.
They do
great
defense. And they're down and running back. And after losing Pumphrey last year, you got to worry about a little bit of a letdown on both sides. Though Air Force had a huge win against Navy.
Correct.
So both teams scored real big rivalry wins coming back short week. I kind of favor in that kind of scenario, just in that spot, I kind of favor the Aztecs here. And they're a better team up and down. But as everybody knows, it's a nightmare to defend Air Force, but they can do it. So I think that they scored 28 points. I think you're going to get a cover here.
Look at the total in this game, John, 43.5. I mean, that's what I mean.
Exactly.
Doesn't it feel like it's just it walks over? I mean, just
you would
easily?
Think, but just the way I mean, look what Boise did against San Diego State on the blue carpet. So it's no gimme that Air Force is going to put up any points. The Wolfpack held them to what, 23 points,
right?
28 points, whatever it was.
Had that big fourth down stand late in the game to actually capture the win. So I think that's the game that's going to get me over the it's going to get me over my 5.5.
That's
wins.
The one you're looking at.
Yeah. So
and you got to get one of these four.
Well, I have to have 5 wins going into the Vegas game because I have layoff value when I get to the Vegas game.
Yep.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that. So 3 games tonight, one's already started, Tulsa and South Florida. South Florida ended up playing 7.5 and 63. That was the opening line, got all the way bet up to 9.5 and 61. A little bit later, we have Utah and Arizona. Utah at home opened at 13, has already been bet up to as high as 15. totals 53. San Diego State 9.5, been bet up to 11 in some spots. So a lot of money coming on these late two favorites. So grab the William Hill Sports, the white half point card. You can probably scalp a little bit of these numbers. And the total is actually a short total there on this, you know, 44. Nick doesn't use totals on the Nick Bogdanovich, the lead trader for William Hill, one of the best football minds I've ever met in my life. You know, he and most people don't use totals until maybe you get to the bowl games on these college games. Just too much other stuff to worry about.
There's just too
John.
Much stuff. Exactly. There's not enough room.
So what do we got in baseball real quick? Let me pull that up real quick. And a little bit later, we have Kershaw versus Gio Gonzalez.
Gio,
you know, home dog. Brewers home dog, John, plus 135.
I'm looking at the other way. I mean, we all know Kershaw's postseason record. I think a lot of that has just been happenstance, really, running in into situations that were out of his control. I already have a big bet on Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers tonight and for this series.
Did you lay the minus 145, John, or did you bet on the run line?
It was 135. It was 135.
So we already have a dime move on the Dodgers.
It was 135. That's what I was confused there. And I just think that they're – and that when I bet it was when Gallardo was announced. And so it's jumped since then when they switched it to Gio. I bet it yesterday.
So you have an action not listed.
I have it. Yeah, exactly. I just had Dodgers because I knew everything was in flux there.
Did you see what Yelich is? Did you see what his average is against Kershaw?
No, I didn't.
It's like 567. It's crazy.
He's an amazing hitter. He was destined to winning a batting title. I'm not surprised it happened this year.
Lefty versus lefty. I mean, that's what's amazing. So, you know, you kind of look at that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not ready to. I'd be more inclined, John, to maybe let's take the Brewers at plus 1.5 runs and take the minus 130. What's wrong with that?
That makes plenty of sense to me. I just don't think there's any chance the Dodgers ever lose, Dodger fans. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
How about this matchup tomorrow, Astros and the Red Sox, Boston at home. Chris Sale versus Justin Verlander.
Does it get any better than that?
7.5 is the total in an American League game. That's absolutely amazing.
In a bandbox with these offenses, and it will not get there.
I'm betting it over. I think they each get three.
I think they each get three.
That's not that many runs, John.
I understand, but Verlander and Sale. As long as
Kimbrel is there for Boston,
that's true.
Think about this.
What a nightmare.
You know how much that cost me? I had reverse run line in that.
Did you really?
I had Boston minus 1.5. Takes a 3-1 lead into the ninth.
They should have lost the game.
Lead in the ninth. They should have lost the game if it wasn't for the catcher that. Maybe the best defensive blocker I've ever seen in my life because Kimbrel throwing 98, but all over the yard. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That game's tomorrow, 5:05. Red Sox minus 114. Sale versus Verlander. Total 7. A flat 7 in an American League game. 7.5 in a National League game, 7 in the American League. That's just absolutely crazy.
And in Milwaukee, the ball flies there, too. It's another bandbox. You could see easily both games going over, but the day I bet of Justin Verlander game, playoff game over. And I know Giants fans, I know what Panda did to him, but Sale, Verlander, I will never bet that game over.
All right. Let's head off for our first commercial break. We'll come back. We'll jump into the NFL slate. This is the Windmill Sports Show coming to you live from the ESPN studios on ESPN 94.5 FM. Thanks for the shout-out, Tommy Thompson. We appreciate that. We're back here at the ESPN studios on ESPN 94.5 FM. Let's fire through this NFL slate, John. Minnesota laying 10.5 versus at home versus the Arizona Cardinals. Totals 43. The last time Minnesota laid double-digit points, John, they got beat by the Buffalo Bills.
Which is why it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. So you see an extra or is this going to be one of those years where, I don't know.
I think that they righted the ship there. I think Cousins played well. Obviously, they avenged that NFC Championship beat down by the Eagles last week, and I like the Vikings here. I've never given up on them. I think this week may change my mind, but I'm still going to ride with the Vikings here. They're just I believe that defense is pretty stout. I mean, it's not what it's billed to be. But I think Kirk Cousins is going to play a nice game against the Cardinals here, and they're going to line him up.
You know, the one thing I keep looking at my sports or my numbers here. I'm definitely going to play some Minnesota and some 10-point teasers. But Arizona is the worst offense in the NFL, John. And you're talking about a defense that needs to right the ship.
Yep.
Arizona's only averaging 210 yards a game. 210. That's crazy.
The Cardinals only play like they did last week when they know I bet against them.
They do?
I'm convinced of it.
So that's just – oh, well, come on. They played the Niners.
Yeah, but the Niners were one of my top plays for some reason. I don't know why. I have belief in the Niners. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, the Cardinals are they're the type of team that's going to play like they did last week and then come right back to earth.
Absolutely. So my only play in here would be, you know, I'm not looking to lay 10.5 points on the side, but I would like to get some Minnesota and some teasers to get them down around the three. This is one of those games where unless some weird things happen, Dalvin Cook's coming back. I think he's going to make some carries. You know, Arizona, they can't play defense either. You know, you look at this team, they're absolutely last in offense, and where are they ranked defensively?
I don't know.
I can't believe that I lost it. I lost my spot here. So Arizona, 24th, giving up 142 yards a game on the ground. 142. Absolutely ridiculous. So give me Minnesota in a 10-point teaser. Browns at home playing the Los Angeles Chargers. This opened up as
you
the
got it right once.
Browns at home?
No, I didn't say San Diego for the first time this year.
I'm actually reading my notes.
Oh, let's see what happens when you read your notes.
Los Angeles Chargers. It opened up at Chargers -2. It's actually been, you know, all the money's coming in on the Browns. The Browns are kind of a darling team right now, aren't they, John?
They are. And you know, we kind of saw it coming. We know that the talent level they have. We know this game's going to overtime, right? That's just what the Browns do. You know, we have Jesse Huggins Superchargers right here, and I usually ride the Chargers. I'm on their bandwagon, but I think the Browns get this victory right here. I like the Browns.
You know, I like what the Browns are doing. You know, and for you fantasy football players, I can't say the tight end's name, but Njoku or something like that. How do you say his name?
Njoku.
Yeah, so he hasn't done anything this year, and I know everybody was high on him. And if you're a fantasy football player, listen to this. Baker Mayfield loves the tight end. I watched him play in Oklahoma, and he made Andrews just an absolute phenomenal tight end. This guy's going to catch passes. He's a big sleeper if you're a fantasy football player.
When you run your offense the way that he does, you're going to have that safety valve, so that's a good call. And Njoku, he's an absolute specimen. He's got all the tools, so that's a good call.
All right. Chicago Bears, Miami Dolphins. Chicago traveling to Miami. Opened up the Bears -2, total 43.5. It's a 2.5 move in most places. Bears are sitting right now at 3.5, 41. You know, do you buy into the Chicago? You know, you look at defense. You know, Chicago had a big explosion last week. You know, scored a lot of points, but their defense is playing off the chart right now. Number two ranked defense in the NFL, John. 294 yards a game. That's all they're giving up.
It's amazing what happens when you add one of the top two or three best defense players in the world.
That Matt kid?
Yeah.
And look how it's affected the Raiders.
Okay. Exactly. It's no secret that both teams are going in the directions they're going. Are they ready to go lay points on the road? I'm not exactly sure, but as I'm looking at one of the services' three-star play is the Chicago Bears 26, Miami 16.
So, I like the Bears. Why not?
I might have to ride with that one. Because you trust the Dolphins? No.
No. What's Miami?
Too real.
I know. Our buddy, I know Matt's listening, but Miami, 22nd ranked defense in the NFL. So they have nothing going on defense. 30th ranked offense. 30th ranked offense, John. So the one thing that does travel well usually, John, is defense.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these offenses, they'll slow down a little bit when they go on the road. But defenses, it seems like they always lace them up. Redskins, Carolina, opened up right now. It opened up at Carolina -1. It's kind of flipped right now to the Washington Redskins being -1 on the other side of the ball. 45.5. Chris Thompson or Thompson's hurt. The running back for Washington, Peterson's hurt. I look at this game and Carolina's going to win this game, John. I'm a firm believer that Washington can't win this game.
I think so. My lean is to the over in this game. For whatever reason, when those injuries do not bother me at all. I don't trust either the Redskins defense or the Panthers offense. But I trust them. What I'm trying to say is I trust the Panthers offense more than the Redskins defense, and I think they'll be able to put up points. I like the Panthers here. I love it over the Redskins offense. I think is going to put up points as well. But I like the Panthers, and I like it over. Jeez.
You finally got it out.
Well, I have some of our listeners blowing me up here, and I was trying to respond to them.
What are they blowing you up about?
About the Chargers, about the Broncos coming up, and
we haven't talked about the Broncos. Oh, coming up.
All right. Yeah.
Here's another interesting line too, John, and I think it's way out of line. Don Best had this game opening up at -3.5. The Jets -3.5 versus the Colts. Total was 46. It's down to 1 and 1.5 in a lot of spots. The Jets are not ready to lay any points to the Colts. Zero, not going to happen.
It's tough. I mean, they looked very good last week. Obviously, they've looked good. They looked good in opening week, but it's a trust level with me. And are they ready to lay points? No. Do I trust the Colts? No. The only play I would have here is the Jets. Honestly.
Yeah, you just look at the Jets. Just
because of their defense.
No,
and I think they're more disciplined. I think they're a better coached team than the Colts are at this point. We haven't seen what Frank Reich can do.
Everybody talks about the defense, John. They're ranked 19th in the NFL, 371 yards a game.
No, I know.
And then you go back on the offensive side of the ball, they're ranked 26th. You know, they're giving up buttload of rushing yards. Just exactly 135 yards a game rushing. You know, just I don't see. Give me the best player on the field, Andrew Luck.
Is he?
Okay, who is it?
I mean, it might be. That was an actual is he? Like who? He might be. So, but yeah,
and I think that you know he's getting back into football shape. You know, after having last year off, and he's driving the ball down the field. And I like a lot. You know, I like what I'm seeing from Luck. We'll fit this one in real quick. Cincinnati at home laying 2.5. It's been bet down to 1.5 and 1 in some spots. Playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, 54.5, John. I'm going to probably just let you take this game over because I know that you're a huge Steeler fan and you know this division like the inside of your inside out.
The Steelers don't have a lot of problems in Cincinnati usually. The Cincinnati team looks a little better than the usual old bungles, but in this situation, it appeared to me that the Steelers righted their ship on offense, and the defense is actually playing well. T.J. Watt has been an absolute beast all year long. If he can get to the quarterback, the three-star play on the same service that I'm looking at here, and their other three-star is Pittsburgh 34, is Cincinnati 24. My lean is towards the over for sure. I think the Steelers go into Cincinnati, beat their little brothers up like they always do.
It's a huge game, John. I mean, look at the standings in the AFC North. 4-1, Cincinnati. Pittsburgh's 2-2. If they lose this game, six games into the season, they're a couple
almost
games behind.
Almost buried.
Yeah, almost buried. So I look for a huge effort out of Pittsburgh, especially if I can, you know, shop maybe. Hopefully the number, you know, some people come in on Cincinnati a little bit because I'd love to take Pittsburgh +3 in this spot.
Oh, I would love that as well. I don't know if that's going to necessarily happen, but It's you know, if you are a regular listener, you know that I'm not on the Steelers betting-wise too often. This week I am.
Le'Veon Bell, real quick. We got about 30 seconds.
Who?
Exactly. Okay. Do you think he ever takes another snap in Pittsburgh?
I do now. I do. Unless the Eagles come through and give him something of value, I think he will. But I still think James Conner needs to get the lion's share of the carries.
Yeah, Nick has them in the game right now at 1.5 and 51.5. You know what? I really don't know. I mean, but you don't think he's created too much dissension in the locker room?
No. I think they're over that stuff. These are grown men that understand you got to get yours in this league because nothing's promised to you. So I think they get it. They're a little salty with good reason, but they'll welcome him back. Not only is he too good a player, he's a good teammate. He really is, and he's kind of the heart and soul of the offense, whether Antonio Brown realizes that or not.
I kind of see his position, though. You know, a lot of times I really get upset at these athletes for doing this, but you know, him being a running back, his career could end at any time, and he doesn't want a myriad of 1-year deals. That's because if he gets hurt, his earning potential is done. He needs to get paid for what he's done and the talent that he is now. So I've kind of switched my opinion on what he's doing.
I understand what he's doing. It's not something I would do as a teammate ever, but I understand where he's coming from as well. I'm over the getting mad about it. Show up or don't, they're fine without you, but they're great with you.
Division game, give me the team that's getting the points. Give me the Steelers. Let's head off to our next commercial break. This is the William Hill Sports Show on ESPN 94.5 FM. Welcome back to the William Hill Sports Show. Come to you live from the ESPN studios on ESPN 94.5 FM. I had to come on a little bit early today because of the baseball game, so we're running from 4 to 5. We came down to the studio to make it easier on these guys. So we left off with the Steelers and Bengals. Atlanta at home playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Atlanta's laying 3, total 57. I guess the return of Jameis Winston. You know, we talked about defenses that can't stop anybody. This Atlanta team is.
You got two of them.
Yeah, exactly. Atlanta's 28th in the NFL in total defense, giving up just a tad under 400 yards at 398, 121 on the ground, 277 through the air. Tampa Bay on the other side of this, John, second worst defense in the NFL, 445, 358. With that 445, which is crazy, John, of that 445 yards, they're only giving up 87 yards on the ground. So, so what I'm saying here is all of this bad defense that Tampa Bay's playing is they're getting torched through the air, dry track, Atlanta dome. How does this game stay under? Because I mean,
I don't know how it does. I honestly don't know how it does, and I know. who are the Falcons to be laying points to anybody at this point? But I'm going to do it. The Falcons, I mean, they just got destroyed last week. They were never in that game. That game was 13-10 at the half, and it could have been far, far, far worse than that. Jameis coming back. The Fitz magic fizzled against that same Pittsburgh Steelers team. No, it's exactly what we've seen every time Ryan Fitzpatrick takes a job. So that, but still,
that's the undecided factor, the unknown factor right here is what I'm trying to say. Tampa Bay has the number two ranked offense in the NFL, John.
Yeah.
And going back to what I was just talking about you know, let's look how Tampa Bay, they're averaging 432 yards a game in total offense, only 69 rushing. So 363 yards through the air. 363.
Would it shock you if Jameis came out and just lit it up?
Absolutely not. Would it shock you if Tampa Bay scored 40?
No.
I have no interest in a side on this game. I just want to watch the fireworks.
Yeah, the total as well. I do lean towards the Falcons, but if Jameis, who has every tool in the world except for smarts, it seems, he's a knucklehead, like we've talked about. If he puts it all together, he could be as good as anybody.
Absolutely. You got Deshaun Jackson on the outside just stretching the
field. Mike Evans.
You got Mike Evans underneath. You know, and they can't run the ball. I mean, obviously, they can't run the ball. Peyton Barber.
Don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to. O.J. Howard's out, so Brate's going to be starting to tight end. So I'm with you, John. I don't want any part. 57 is the total. One of the highest totals I've seen. You know, I was going to say a long time.
31-28.
But there's another total coming up a little bit later. It's even higher than this one.
Yeah, that one's unreal.
Yeah. Raiders playing the Seahawks. This is in England, is it not?
Yeah. I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, the Raiders, you know, Seattle laying 2.5, 3, totals 47. I have no idea what's up with this Raiders team. I don't know if it's a depth issue, if it's an adjustment issue, because they've been ahead at halftime, I think, in all but one game. I mean, they seem to compete, but then they just seem to go away.
Yeah. Sending the two westernmost teams to London.
Yeah.
That's not a fun trip. Seahawks gave the old Rams everything they wanted last week, and this is an interesting game. I think the Raiders. I want to say the Raiders are going to win this game, but I just can't quite trust it. My lean, man, this one. Give me the Raiders. I just talked myself right into it. Give me the Raiders. Raiders are going to get a win. They're not going to go winless, right? You got to win sometime. Seahawks aren't much.
If you can get three points with the Raiders on a neutral, why not?
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders. The Seahawks don't. They look nice last week, and it's a nice moral victory. But
like
give me the Raiders here. They got to win sometime. Yeah. Maybe they won't win in America.
As bad as the Raiders' record is, you know, 1-4. They're 1-4. They have the fifth ranked or the sixth ranked offense in the NFL. They're only theoretically on paper, John. They're only 1 yard less in total offense.
I forgot that they won.
Listen, they're only 1 yard less in total offense than the Kansas City Chiefs. Only 1 yard less.
Well, it's because they're always trailing.
Well, but I'm just saying, John, 411 yards a game. Excuse me, 2 yards. 411 in Kansas City's 413. So with that being said, you're right. They're always trailing, and I understand that. But they can score a little bit. You know, and you look at this Seattle team. I know, you know, they were built on defense, you know, for all of these years. But, you know, they're gone. That defense is gone. They're down to number 12, 129 on the ground, 226 to the air. If I can find three with Oakland, you got me for a pushback.
Yeah, I like it.
Buffalo and the Texans. Texans laying 9.5 versus the Bills. Listen, I'm gonna throw this out right now. Bet the Bills. Fine 10. Take the Bills. Deshaun Watson is absolutely banged up for this game. There's talk from I was listening on the way over here that he might not even play this game. They're going to go to Whedon? Whedon is the backup.
Yeah, I believe it is.
I think it's Whedon is the backup, and they'll just go through the motions, play good defense. I look for this to be a close game. Total's 41. You know, I like to find these games where I'm laying nine and a half, tens, and put them in 10-point teasers. I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-point teaser. I'm going to pass on this game.
Yeah.
I would only have the Buffalo Bills and tease them up to 20.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it. This is one you could tease both sides and feel pretty comfortable with it, I would think. I don't think the Bills can beat the – oh, they can beat the Texans. I don't think they will. Deshaun Watson, yeah, he's banged up, but he's still clearly – with Josh Allen showing signs of brilliance, he looks like John Elway sometimes. But I got to take the Texans right here.
I think what I'm saying is I'm making the wager thinking that Deshaun Watson's not going to play, and if he does, they're not. He's going to hand the ball off a lot. I know Lamar Miller is supposed to come back this week. You know, he got blue. You know, you still have DeAndre Hopkins. He's banged up. They're banged up all over the place. It looks to be a low scoring game. I like the 9.5-10 points in this game. I just don't think the explosiveness doesn't need to be there for this game, and I think that they need to protect him.
Give me a Sonner special. Give me Texans and under.
Ooh, there you go. Paul Sonner special. The great late Paul Sonner. Love that guy. Broncos, Rams. Rams, number one offense in the NFL, 468 yards a game, 131 on the ground, 337 through the air. Quarterback rating, 118. You know, there's only one other quarterback in the NFL that has a higher QBR than the Rams. You know who that is?
I do not.
Drew Brees.
Shocker.
Shocker, yeah. Especially after his last performance that I watched on Monday. Absolutely incredible. You know, but you have the Rams. John, you made the comment earlier in the year that you kind of thought this Rams team is going – they look unbeatable right now.
They do. They
scored 30-plus points in every game.
I had – the biggest bet I had on a win total was them over 10.5, and I wouldn't trade that for anything right now. I think that's set in stone almost to get – I think they're going to get 13 wins minimum. There is snow, 28 degrees and snow on Sunday here in Denver. So that's got to be a factor. Obviously, the altitude is going to be a factor. I'm just looking for reasons not to bet the Rams here. I'm not coming up with a ton of them besides that. And, you know, the Broncos can play defense. It's never easy to win at Mile High. That being said, man, these Rams look like an absolute juggernaut.
Under 53. That's where I'm at right now. V. Spinelli, get off the phone. I know what she's doing. I was walking downtown today, and Vicky started yelling at me.
She
KB!
Did?
Yeah,
no,
so,
I don't know what she's
talking. Honking the horn, hanging out the window. She's crazy.
Yep.
So with that being said, 53, I look for this game to go under, John. I know that the Denver Broncos, they can't get into a shootout with this Los Angeles team. And you throw the weather in there. I look for a lot of running in this game. You know, you got Freeman, you know, the two running backs out of Denver, and the Rams, you know, you're going to see a lot of Gurley. And the weather, you know, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. You know, you look at the total right here. It's a huge total. Guys, 51.5.
Yeah.
I look for this game to go over.
I believe so too.
I still think if the Rams can get their 30, I still think it can go under 30. So it's going to be one of my plays. Forecasting a little bit, I will have this game under 52.5.
Yeah, I could see that. Rams secondary, especially, still a little banged up. I think the Broncos give me everything they want. The Rams aren't going to go undefeated. You're going on the road, out of conference, weather conditions, altitude. I think it's a nice spot for the Broncos. I like the Broncos here.
All right. Dallas and Jacksonville. Jacksonville going on the road, opened up as a 1.5-point favorite. It's been bet up all the way to 41.5 is the total. You know, this is kind of like, you know, we talked a little bit about the Wolfpack earlier, John, and the defense. If you would have told me that Dallas's defense would have been playing this well, because, I mean, they haven't stopped anybody forever. And they have a top 10 defense right now in the rate, and they just can't score. And I think it's Dak Prescott. I think he's the problem right now. That, and we don't have anybody that can catch the ball. You know, but you talk about Jacksonville and the Jacksonville coming off that tough loss last week and the Blake Bortles effect. But, you know, with this number one defense, I almost look at this and I just say, if Jacksonville can find some way to get 20 points in this game, I don't think Dallas can cover this game. I really don't, John.
That's the thing. And coming off that humiliation, basically.
But the game was closer, though, than it really
was.
Not the Giants.
The Jags.
Jags. You're talking about Kansas City?
Yes.
I thought you said Giants.
No, yeah, Jags. From coming off what they're coming off, I still believe that they're the best team in the AFC just because that defense is so stout. They have the one thing that the Chiefs, the Patriots, whoever, Bengals, Steelers, don't have is that defense. That's what sets them apart in the AFC in my mind, and I think they come out and they hammer the Cowboys.
No, I absolutely agree, John. I'm a Cowboy fan. I don't think Dallas can get the win here. I think Philadelphia's risen to the top of the division, and they're going to run away with the division right now.
Yep.
You know, Dallas, you know, this is the best defense, obviously, Dallas has played all year because Jacksonville's number one, but, you know, you can't just keep giving the ball to Zeke. You're going to have Dak make plays, and the problem with Dak, he doesn't have any weapons down the field. And I've seen Dak throw the ball. He's very Eli Manning right now. He gets out of the pocket, and he's throwing the ball at the receiver's feet and stuff.
The Jags will score a touchdown on defense.
Ooh, that might be a good call. I might call Nick Bogdanovich
and see if he can
get that on the board.
They're gonna make Dak beat him, and he's not going to do it. He can't do it. That defense is too good.
All right, let's head off to our last commercial break. This is the William Hill Sports Show on ESPN 94.5 FM. Welcome back to William Hill Sports Show. I'm your host, Kenny B, here with John the Hawk Stevens, being handicapped in the NFL right now. Talks a lot about the college football too. We left off with Dallas and Jacksonville. John, did you end up with Jacksonville in this game?
Oh yes, I did.
All right, the Ravens and the Titans. Ravens opened up. This game opened up as a pick. Ravens have moved to a slight favorite, 2.5. There's some threes out there. Total is 42.5. This game looks like it should go under. I'd be looking. I'd try to get 42. Look for a 41.5. Maybe William Hill gets to a 41.5 or 42. If you can get under 42.5, I think this is a stone cold under game.
It's in that neighborhood. 24-17. I think it'd be about the max. So I know where your head's at here. I like it under as well. I think the Ravens are just a flat better team up and down. It depends on Mariota and how he's playing, because he's much more of a playmaker obviously at this point than Flacco. But leaning towards the under there, the Ravens. I don't know if you can trust Flacco. He looks great, and then he goes back to Flacco, and the Lamar Jackson. I thought we'd see him a lot more than we have at this point. He's mostly a receiver on that team, but.
They run some of those wildcat formations, where he'll take direct snaps and do stuff like that.
And he's not, you know, obviously there's a big difference between Louisville and the NFL, but he just doesn't look to have that explosiveness that he had. That's just a tangent off the cuff. But I like the Ravens, and I do lean under in that.
All right. The game of the week, the 5 o'clock game on Sunday. Look at this game, John. New England Patriots versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the Tampa Bay-Atlanta game, the total being at 57. And I commented about how high that game was. But look at this Chiefs-Patriots line, 59.5.
That's unreal.
Patriots lane. You know what else is unreal, John? The Patriots lane, 3.5.
Well, I agree with it. I think this is the finally.
Statement game?
This is a state. Not only is it a statement game, this is the Chiefs' MO, and we know it's the Chiefs' MO, yet we buy into it all the time. And I know that they look different. I know Patrick Mahomes looks like he's going to be an absolute superstar in this league with all Tyreek Hill and everyone else, Kelsey and Kareem Hunt, and all the weapons that they do have. This is just a perfect opportunity for this Patriots team, who looks like the Patriots again. I've rode them for the last few weeks, and here we go again. Only 3.5 is the way I look at it, not the other way around. I think the Patriots bring these Chiefs back there. And that's not saying that the Chiefs aren't going to be a contender. They will be. But you're about to go meet – and they play the Patriots all the time. I love the Patriots here. I love the Patriots here.
Kansas City cannot miss a beat in this game. Mahomes last week threw a couple of interceptions.
Yeah.
His first interceptions of the year.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about the adversity and how he would react. Kansas City is just, everything is gone. The kid's going to be great. You know, we're really lucky. We got Mahomes coming up. We got Baker Mayfield coming up. There's a lot of good quarterbacks coming up in the NFL right now. This class, I know Mahomes wasn't here last year, but there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Young
He's
quarterbacks.
Essentially a rookie.
Yeah, he is. First year. But with that being said, who has the worst defense in the NFL?
Yardage-wise?
Yes. Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
461 yards a game. That's what absolutely. They're giving up 461 yards a game. They're giving up an average of 25.8 points a game. You know, and Brady's back. You know, you got Gordon. Gordon's there now. You know, you got Mikhail coming in. You know, Edelman's back. I mean, you're talking about this is the offense is finally there. And Josh Gordon's going to be a factor there. He's not a decoy there. You know, he
can be a difference maker. He really can. When he had a chance to play, you know, with his various issues in Cleveland without a quarterback ever, he still looked like a difference maker. You put him in the Tom Brady offense and let him free, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly for the league. And it was a great move by the Patriots to take a flyer on him. And unfortunately, of course, they're the ones that did it. And I think it starts here with bringing the Chiefs back to earth. I know the Chiefs play the Patriots. Well, they always have. They always will. Right now, this spot, I think it's the Patriots just all day long. It's my number one play.
I absolutely cannot agree with that, John. I really can't. You know, and I'm looking at the – I lost one of my sheets against the spread. And you look at the other thing. Kansas City is the only team in the NFL that's covered every week. They're 5-0 against the spread. 5-0. I mean, that can't continue. It really can't. And this is – you know, it comes time. It's time for the Patriots to lay the smack of down.
And that's the thing. It's – like I said, it's – we know the pattern of the Chiefs. It's not just that. That's part of it in my thinking. Yeah, Andy Reid, Chiefs. This has happened before where they set the world on fire and then come crashing back to earth. This is where I think it happens.
You know, and you look at this total, you know, 59.5, so you think both teams are going to get their own, and the Chiefs just cannot miss a beat here.
I like an under.
Yeah, so do you really?
I do. I think Belichick's going to have something for him. I really do.
What's the weather report? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. Let me take a look and see if there's anything to be concerned about.
All right. While he's looking at that, I'll move into the Monday night game here. Green Bay and San Francisco. Numbers 9.5, totals 46.5. You know, Aaron Rodgers is really banged up right now. He looks like he re-aggravated his knee last week versus Detroit. Did he? I don't know if he did or if he didn't. You know, maybe that's a smokescreen, but, you know, the one thing that we do.
No problem Sunday. It's sunny, 60 degrees.
One thing we do know about San Francisco, John, Garoppolo's out. Jerick McKinnon's out.
Yep.
Breida's hurt. I mean, they say that they've seen him walking around.
And yet, I still bet the Niners every week because I'm a – never mind.
With that being said, I would look for Green Bay in this spot to make sure Rodgers plays. If Rodgers plays in this game, they're going to win this game easy. John, the total is 46.5. How many points are the Niners going to get with this backup quarterback?
Well, the Packers' defense isn't – anything special, you know? If they're all right,
can he expose them?
No, he can't expose them. No. But they'll get, you know, 20 points, I believe. I like the Packers here. I don't expect the Niners put up a bunch of fight, but they can still score. I just think that the Packers are going to score a lot.
So you think? I think it's all predicated on the fact that if Rodgers plays.
Rodgers is playing.
Yeah, it smokes crazy.
His hometown team that passed on him, he still holds that. You know that. And Monday night, Aaron Rodgers playing, he's going to light it up.
All right. Make sure you like us on Facebook at Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. We'll be giving out our plays tonight. And we're also, last couple of weeks, I've been taking the publications from all of these tout services and putting them on a sheet of paper. So I kind of been posting that on our Facebook page, so you can pick that up too. Maybe find some matches. Last week, John, we had the biggest match I've ever seen. We had a five publication match with two wise guys all on Texas. So I made my biggest bet of the college of my college career last week on Texas, playing against, you know, me being a Sooner fan, you know, playing against the Sooners. I got the Texas Longhorns at +7.5.
They almost blew it.
They tried to blow it. But
if we were on a three-way text, the good old Arnie States, the UT fan, and Kenny and myself, and I had given up on it because I bet the Sooners like a knucklehead. I bet the Sooners. I believed in them. First drive to go down the field, we're like, all right, here we go. And then I turned it off and I was watching another game, something else. And then I see the text blowing up. Arnie's saying that Herman needs to be fired. And I was like, what happened? Oklahoma ties the game, and then they blow it in the end.
Dave Ziegler wanted to make sure I gave out his best bet of the week. Absolutely best bet, Stone Cold Lock.
Let me guess. The Colts. What a shocker. Yeah. The Lemon Valley Shuffle.
The Lemon Valley Shuffle, Zig
like all
the
stuff
Colts.
I've been through, Zig.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Zig. So let's see. How long we got here? We got a few minutes. John, a couple of these other high-profile games right now. You know, we talked a little bit about the Pack and Boise. LSU, Georgia. Georgia laying 7, totals 50. What do you like about this game?
You know, this is really tough. These are two teams that I do follow. I love this SEC matchup. 7.5 is a lot of points, but I think Georgia is that much better than LSU. Obviously, the Kirby Smart versus Ed Orgeron, I'm going to take Kirby Smart every time. Location, athletes are pretty much the same. I think Jake Fromm's the difference. Give me Georgia.
I'm going to be on the other side, John. I'm going to take LSU +7.5.
Perfect.
All right. Oregon, Washington. Washington laying 3.5, totals 58. Interesting game right here.
It is interesting. It's a little scary. I like Washington, but I don't love it. I'm scared of Oregon.
I can't seem to get on the right side of Oregon.
Exactly.
I can't get out of my head how good they used to be, and it's a different team. It's totally different. So
they were an automatic bet 5 years ago.
Yeah, Oregon and over. At least one of them was always going to get
there. One of them was always going to hit. First half. Yeah. Jeez.
Michigan, look at this game. This game opened up at Michigan versus Michigan playing Wisconsin. Michigan's opened up at 6.5, John. It's up to 10 in some spots. Total's 49. Who would have ever thought you could get Wisconsin
+10 points? 10. Yeah, I have to lean with the Badgers here. Michigan's in no position to lay these kind of points. But Wisconsin, come on. Who's a bigger heartbreaker in that conference than Wisconsin? Nobody.
I don't know. Three games still going tonight. Make sure you get it down. San Diego State's
Aztecs.
Up.
Bet the Aztecs.
Aztecs laying 11, totals 43. Big number, double digit and short dog, or a short total. Arizona, Utah a little bit later at 7 p.m. Utah laying 14.5, totals 53. John, it's time for us to give our picks, which we will be posting on our Facebook page at Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. What do you got, John? I'm going to write these down.
Believe it or not, Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't do that often in my top three. Against the Bengals there. Jaguars to lay the wood to the Cowboys.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And the New England Patriots. That's my number one play. I also love Toledo tomorrow.
Toledo?
Toledo against Eastern Michigan.
Holy Toledo.
Yep.
Really?
Love them.
Got 1 minute, John. Give me a pack position.
Boise State 32, Nevada 29. Another heartbreaking loss.
All right. Josh Nagel. He likes the Colts, the Steelers, and Jacksonville.
Are you kidding me?
No. He's also coming with Wisconsin and Wyoming in college. Mark the Kid Vespi, he's coming with the Jets, Seattle, and Tennessee. Jets, Seattle, Tennessee. I'm going to come with the Denver Rams game under. I'm going to come with Jacksonville. I'm going to come with the Green Bay game under. I'm going to come with the Texas Longhorns. And I'm going to make a really big bet on the under in the Nevada Wolfpack game. I think that's where that's going to be. So with that being said, make sure you do all your wagering at William Hill. Download the William Hill mobile app at www.williamhill.us. We'll see you next week, same time, on ESPN 94.5 FM.
Thanks for joining us for the William Hill Sports Show. Be sure to tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. for all the action. This is KUUB Sun Valley, ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.